worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hit. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
Join Life Coach Eric Yarborough for Man Cave Dialogue, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Real conversation about various topics from a male perspective. It's Man Cave Dialogue with Life Coach Eric Yarborough, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
You can win. As long as you keep your head to the sky, be optimistic.
When in the midst of sorrow, you can see a man looking down. A brighter day tomorrow will bring.
Hey. Good evening. What's up? How are you? So, the Young People's Experience is in the building on the Love Radio Network. We are here again tonight, as we always are on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., to share a little bit of what life has to offer to you, to your children, your family, and anybody else you care about. Tonight we're going to talk about something very important to all of us, something that none of us own or can control, and that would be time. Time is something that is so essential, and it's something that's hard to manage for some of us. It's something that we will never retrieve back. You cannot get any of your time back. You can't go back in time and grab those few seconds that you wasted doing this or doing that or doing nothing. So the point today is to think about where you spend your time. Where is your time utilized most? Where are you investing your time? And if it isn't in yourself, in God, in your family, then I have to say we need to talk. We need to have a little bit of discussion. We need to, you know, we need to vibe and try to figure out why you're not putting in as much time into those important things, meaning you, God, you, your children, your family members, and even your friends, I would say, because some of us have very special friends in our lives who are like family. If you're not investing most of your time in those areas, you're wasting your time. And maybe you don't have children. Maybe you don't have a lot of friends. But I'm sure that you can find some elderly people or somebody that lives near you, some neighbors or some family members, like cousins and things like that, aunties, uncles, godparents, godchildren that you might have in your family that you can find time to be with. I just noticed not so much everybody, but I did notice that the pandemic, it is a very essential factor in how much time people have begun to spend together. But I would say that many of us spent a lot of time with our family and friends way before COVID ever existed. But then we also have the opposite, which is many of us didn't spend nearly half as much time with our family and friends or God and ourselves as we did since the COVID arose. So I want to speak to the parents, guardians, teachers, adults, period, anyone that really has children in their charge, or even young adults. They don't have to be little children, but people that are younger than you that really look up to you or who are in your care. Let's look at and kind of explore how we're using or spending our time with those young people. Because if you think about it, the young people are the future. But lately, we have seen a lot of young people dying, getting murdered, being sick, having cancer, or you know, committing suicide and taking their own lives. Just a lot happening to young people. Young people are seeing a lot of mayhem go on. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, I didn't have to live through enslavement. I didn't live through those times before civil rights were fought for and about. I missed that whole era. But I have to say today, while I may not be a slave, there are certain forms of enslavement that go on right here and right now. And I don't know how much time I have left. You don't know how much time you have left. None of us do. But I do feel like so much time is wasted on the hatred and the racial injustices and poverty and homelessness and greed and selfishness. So many things that we can control, we don't control. I think that we need to start learning how to control what we can, which is our personal time and where we spend that time and who we spend that time with. My topic is, do you spend enough time with your children? And as I was thinking about the topic later on today, I was thinking about how some people spend too much time with their children. And I know you're probably saying, what? That's like a contradiction. But it isn't. It's a fact. Some of us, and let's talk about that part first. Some of us are always underneath our children, or we always have our children underneath us. And it's sort of like they need breathing time. They need time with others. They need time with friends. They need time with their grandparents. Something that I thought was pretty interesting is that a lot of times children spend more time with their maternal grandparents than they do with their paternal grandparents, meaning they're always with their mommy's parents, but they don't spend equally that amount of time with their daddy's parents. And I was thinking about that, and I don't even know why that is, but if your children know who their father's parents are, and you know who they are, obviously, you need to make sure your children spend time with those people. Your children should not be half-taught, meaning only taught by you and your side of the family. Your children can learn valuable lessons and spend great amounts of time and have a lot of fun, too, with their father's side of the family. And I get sick of hearing people saying how, oh, you know, I don't want them around those people, or they aren't going to teach them anything, or look how they behave and look how they act. I don't want my children to be like that or act like that. Those may be behaviors that you see that you won't necessarily see displayed if they're just around your children. If they're around your kids, you never know. They might learn something about time management. They may learn something about responsibilities or respect. They may come home from a visit at their dad's house or their dad's parents' house being able to show you something that they learned, or being much more mature than you thought they could be. it's important for kids to be able to see everyone in their family and spend time with everyone in their family, not just your side. And if you're a dad and your kids only see your family, maybe it's time that they go out and see their mom's family. Because time is not something that we can hold on to and save and then give a little extra to our kids and say, well, when you were little, I didn't let you go with this one, or I didn't let you play with that one. I didn't want you around these people. But now you can go be with them. Too much death is happening out here, ladies and gentlemen. And I see so many people dying, and everyone gets sad, and then they want to get together for a funeral, and then they want to talk about how we need to have a family reunion, or we need to catch up, and we need to connect more. We need to talk to each other. We need to spend more time together. And then everyone gets in their cars, and everyone drives away, and you don't hear from them again until the next funeral or the wedding that everyone is invited to. The greatest possession that you have right now is the moment that you have right now. It's not what's in your future or that wonderful experience you had before. It's about right now. And we are all so busy planning for the next day, month, year, week, that we don't spend as much time as we could in the moment. And children are little for a moment. If you think about it, look at your baby now, look at your baby before COVID, look at your baby a year ago, 5 years ago, before he was born, before you were pregnant. Everybody's changing. You look different. And you have to honor that. You have to honor that time is going and passing and coming still. But you have to honor those moments and make them memorable, make them important, especially to the children, because they're carrying on the torch. You know, we don't want to bury our children. We want our children to bury us. So we have to maintain healthy relationships with our children. And in the Bible, it says, in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 17, it says, there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. So there's a time for everything, time to live, time to die, time to laugh, time to cry. All these different periods of things that we go through, different experiences, there's a time for everything to happen in our lives. So my suggestion to you is the time that you have, start planning it accordingly, but don't choose to live by that every moment. Sometimes things happen. We have to have patience. We have to be flexible and learn to adjust to certain things that may come up or that may fall down and destroy our plans. But we can't panic, and we certainly don't want to, you know, let our children see us panic and go crazy, because then they're not going to be able to deal with change. So I feel like you, as a parent or a grandparent, need to sit and think about, who does this child spend more time with? Do they spend more time by themselves? Do they spend more time with me, the adult that's taking care of them? Do they spend more time with their other parents, their grandparents, an older sibling who's watching them, or just somebody else, you know, a family member, a babysitter, the neighbor, whatever. I see so many people just dropping their kids off to people or shoe flying them away. Go, go, go. Go over there. Go play with him. Leave me alone. Stop talking to me. Go over there. Go in the corner. Go sit in time out. We're spending so much time pushing our children away that they're falling farther away from us and our connections to their hearts. We have to love on our babies, on our big babies. And I call my kids my big babies, even though they're grown-up adults. It doesn't matter to me. I posted pictures of my children and my family because I wanted it to be known that while I work, I have a career, I have a job, I have my own life, but I make sure that my family and I, we get together. Now, because of COVID, I haven't really been around all of them that way, and it is difficult. But I do think it's important to schedule a Zoom meeting with your family. you all get on the phone and chit-chat, play games. I have a friend, my friend Jocelyn Kane. Shout out to my friend Joss. She always organizes these Saturday night get-togethers, and people come on Zoom, grown-ups, and, you know, we do trivia games. We just have a lot of fun, and we talk about politics and different things. You can do that with your children. You can organize a fun activity with another family, maybe, or other family members in your family, your sister and her kids, your brother and his children. And you all can just get together and just play some games of guess who. Talk about clues about each other and have each other try to guess who you're talking about. Who's the mystery person? I think that sometimes when our children annoy us, we feel like we don't know what to do with them. So we usually try to turn them away or throw them into a high chair and give them food. Or we put them in a chair in front of the TV and tell them to watch this or watch that. Or we put the headphones on and have them listen to some songs, kids' box songs or whatever. Or we send them to their room to do who knows what because we don't know and we don't care. We just want them away from us. Or we buy them expensive phones so they can sit on the phone and chit-chat with their friends all day. As long as they're not bothering you, who cares? Well, I want to suggest to you that those are not the best options. Actually, they all stink pretty much because it's just disengaging them from you. I think children annoy you when they need your attention, when they want your attention. And I hear so many parents sometimes say, oh, he's so spoiled. Don't pick him up. Oh, he's spoiled. Oh, she's always crying. Don't pick her up. Don't go over there. Leave her. When kids fall, they just say, oh, he'll be all right. Leave him. Don't make him a sissy. Don't make him a baby. Are you kidding me? It's so sick me when I hear things like that. It makes me sick. It really does. You can't turn a kid into anything by not giving them attention or by not showing them love. What you can do is destroy their spirit. What you can do is weaken them and make them not strong enough to speak up or stand up for who they are. You can make them feel ashamed of who they are or guilty for feeling how they feel or for being who they are. And those are not things that we want to encourage in children. I see parents all the time. I see it, I hear it, and I know it for fact. When their children annoy them, they go get a drink. They need liquor. That's what they think they should have. And there's no judgment here. I'm not judging. I'm just suggesting some of the things that we do that we may not want to do anymore. People will go get a drink. They think they need a drink because it relaxes them. Or they have to go smoke a joint. That relaxes them. It makes them happy. It makes them mellow out. Or they curse and scream and yell at their children. Or they pluck them and pinch them and squeeze them and hit them or beat them. Or they ignore them. Or, you know, they just, some people actually leave their kids at home, which isn't a good idea unless your children are of age to be able to be home safely, which these days, that isn't an age that I could even think of because things are happening all the time, even to grown-ups. Okay, that we just don't know about. And I'm going to say her name, Breonna Taylor. Okay, just thought I would mention that. She was a grown woman in her own home sleeping peacefully, and you see what happened there. So I don't know that it's safe to leave your children at home for several hours at a time thinking they'll watch each other or they'll be okay as long as they have your cell phone number. No, we have to be good stewards over our kids and think safer and think smarter. Maybe you don't need to run out in the street. Maybe you don't need to run to the store. See if you can get something from a neighbor or perhaps do without it. So what we could do when our kids annoy us is take ourselves into another room and get a break. Go into the bathroom. Say, I'll be right back. Go in the bathroom. Count down from 100 by 10 count down from 10 to 1. Take deep breaths, whatever you need to do. Because you don't want to be drunk, you don't want to be high, you want to be sober and able to get back into that situation with that child and handle them properly and safely. Okay, so maybe you want to take a break yourself, not throw them in timeout. Don't tell them to go to the corner. You're the one that's losing your cool because you're annoyed by them. Actually, you can have the child sit there and say, you know what? Mommy or daddy needs a timeout. I'm really upset right now, and I am going to go have a sit down because I need to think about things. I don't want to yell at you or make you feel bad. What you did right now or what you did the other day isn't something that I'm pleased with. And you could do this with a teenager as well. Or you could do it with a young adult. Your language would be different, but you can still say, you know what? I really want to talk to you about this, but I am so upset. I'm going to take myself out of this situation, and I'm going to go sit in my room, and I'm going to think. I'm going to think about what's happening. I'm going to think about what you did, how you probably felt when you did it. I'm going to think about what I want to do, how I feel right now, but what I want to do. I don't want to lose my cool and get crazy, so I'm going to remove myself. And you can do that and tell your teenager, your young adult, your little toddler, mommy or daddy will be right back. And literally give yourself a timeout, but don't take an hour. Don't go fall asleep or start talking with your friend on the phone unless your friend's going to give you a quick chat and some advice and suggestions as to how to get back in that situation and deal with it constructively. Otherwise, just, you know, take a chill pill and relax. If you need to call your mom or your dad and ask them for some quick advice, you can tell your child that. I'm going to call my mom. I'm going to call my dad. I'm going to call my auntie, my godmommy, and I'm going to ask her or him if they can help me figure out this situation. Now, that you would say to an older child. You wouldn't say that to a little toddler because he would be looking at you like, what? And then he says, well, to himself, well, go ahead now so I can get in the middle of something else destructive. So we have to use our words carefully. We have to think carefully, think smarter. Another thing I wanted to mention is be careful what situations you put your children in. If you're taking your child with you to a friend's house where you know that everyone there will be drinking and smoking, you know, and hanging out, being loud and cursing and just not really creating the environment that's child-friendly, don't go in there and bring your child's tablet with them and tell them, go in so-and-so's room, lay down on that bed, go to sleep, or lay down on the bed, watch TV, lay down on the bed and watch your computer. Don't do that. Don't tell them, take your Game Boy, take your Switch, Nintendo, Xbox, whatever those toys are that they have now, and leave them to their own devices while you're out in the other room partying, hanging out, and doing whatever adults do when it's adult time. If you don't have a sitter or can't really find someone to watch your child, maybe you need to choose not to go out. You can do that. And now we have Zoom, so you can Zoom with your friends and still keep an eye on your own child. Take a few minutes break from the Zoom, go deal with your baby, give him or her some attention, and then go back to your friends. But we do have to make decisions as to what we should be doing and what we should not be doing, okay? I think it's important. And I'm speaking as a parent who's been there. I know all these things. I know about spending quality time with your kids. I had my days of hanging out and leaving my baby with my mom, you know, or my sister. But I have to be honest and say to you that sometimes I think back and I say, you know, I probably didn't need to go over there every Friday night to the palace. I just loved hanging out because I was young still, and I just thought as long as my mom was willing to watch him, I'm good. Plus, I got to work in the morning, so I'll hang out tonight and be up in the morning for work, and I don't have to drive over to my mother's. You know, but I can't be fake and say to you that I didn't send my kids or my children when I had to other people to babysit, because I did. However, I also spent family time with my children. On Friday nights, my son and I had video nights. I would pick him up from nursery school. We would stop at the video store and get some videos and some pizza, and then we would walk home. When my daughter was little, we had family night. We would always sit down and play board games. And honestly, I was my child's first teacher, as most parents are. I go on and I teach my kids what I think they need to know. I don't depend on the teacher or the school or the TV or the videos or anything else to teach my children what I want them to know. Whether they followed everything I taught them, that's not for me to comment on, but the fact is they knew. Train up a child in the way that he or she should go, and then they will, when they get older, they will not part from it. They may stray away, but they will go back to what they know to be true, what you taught them. So teach them the best, give them the best, and make sure you know that they understand that you're telling them what's best for them. Whether they do it or like it is besides the point, but teach them anyway. The other thing we should talk about is when your children are older, when they're grown-up children, do you know their friends? Do you know who their social circle is made up of? Do you know who they're texting and sexting? Do you know who they're Snapchatting to or with? Do you know who they creep with and sleep with? Yes, it sounds very foul to you. Maybe your ears are pure. I don't know who I'm talking to, but somebody out there knows exactly what I mean. Your children, your teenage children, and even nowadays, your adolescent children are sexting and texting things they shouldn't be, bullying, cyberbullying, having fights with other kids on the computer, calling them names, just saying terrible things, threatening them. I mean, you should know who your children's friends are. I knew most of all my children's friends, and mostly all of them were at my house all the time. And I didn't have a problem with that because I knew where my kids were, and I knew where their friends were, and I knew that their friends' parents knew that they were safe at my house. And I was not a teacher. I was not a teacher. I tutored children. I helped children with their schoolwork, including my own, but I wasn't a teacher back then. This is a second career that I have as teaching. So it's important to create your own village. And that way, if you are working or you're bogged down or you need a break, you have somebody to swap with. Hey, it's your weekend. Can you do something with the kids this Saturday? Or you can even say, it might be my Saturday, but I really can't. My patience is thin. I've had a rough week. I just can't do it. Make deals with your friends. Make deals with friends that you know are safe, that you can trust. Make deals with your parents. Don't just assume that your parents are going to watch your children all the time. And I'm talking to young women and young men who are parents as well. You are responsible for your children. You made them. You created them. So be responsible for their time and who they spend time with. Now, that's not easy all the time because I know there are not always people available to help you. I get it. I struggled with that too. When my mom said no, I had to find someone else to babysit because I had to work, and I worked on weekends. I actually had 2 and 3 jobs at a time some of the times during my children's growing up. So I missed a lot of things that my children were doing and what they were going through. And for that, I had to apologize to them for. In their minds, they didn't get that I was working extra jobs to make money because I was in school paying my own tuition. Kids don't care about that. They care about the time that they're losing with you. They care about the times and the minutes you were not there. They don't count the minutes that you're doing all these things for them, doing laundry, cooking, shopping, all that stuff, teaching them how to do different things, or at school yourself, learning things, or doing your job. They don't think about that, and they don't care. And when they're little, it's not even their responsibility to care. When they grow up and become young adults, that's when you want them to appreciate what you've done. But in the meanwhile, you're responsible for making sure you love them and care about them and give them as much time as you can. So we'll be back with our second half after these special announcements from the Love Radio Network. This is Dee Dee, Miss Bailey, and we're going to take a break from the...
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you.
Join Life Coach Eric Yarborough for Man Cave Dialogue, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Real conversation about various topics from a male perspective. is Man Cave Dialogue with Life Coach Eric Yarborough, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
So we're back with Miss Bailey Deedy, your teacher friend, your parent partner, on the Young People's Experience, and this is the Love Radio Network. We have Ladies Night tomorrow, and that features Kimberly Renee, Simone Hurt, Tanya Maynard, and Nina Taylor. Starts at 7 o'clock, so make sure you're there. Don't be late. And after me at 9 o'clock, Simone Hurt comes on with the Couch Chronicles, and your babies need to be put to bed before they hear that segment, okay? Because that's for the grown-ups, okay? Adults only. Now, I know you heard the song and you're thinking, oh, that's a love song. It is, but it's a love song that you could actually use in this topic. You probably feel like you're crazy, you're going out of your mind. John is saying that because he's in love. And you might be saying that as a parent because you're losing it some days. You're with your kids all the time, and you might be going crazy. You might be a parent that works a lot, so you never see your kids, or you don't see them as often. And maybe you're going out of your mind because of that. Maybe that's upsetting to you. But guess what? You are not crazy. You're not out of your mind. You may be underwater, but you're breathing fine. You'll be all right. And just think, we all have perfect imperfections. Give yourself to your children. Like he says, I'll give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Your children will give you all of who they are if you give them all of who you are. I always say to parents that I think your kids think I'm fun because I let your children know who I am. My students know who I am every year. I am not exaggerating. My children in my classroom, they know when I'm upset, and it's not often because I don't really get upset with them a lot. I will let them know I'm upset. I have a headache. I don't feel well. I need you guys to really behave. I'll say what I feel. I'm very honest with the children because they need to be able to live in reality and deal with people who are real. They need to know that teachers are not little angels from God. We are real people, flesh and blood. We have feelings. We get sick. We go through things just like they do. We don't bring our personal lives to the classroom, but we do let children know, you know what, today's not a great day for me. And so I really would love it if everyone would cooperate today so that we can get all our work done, okay, because I have a migraine. Yes, we go to work with migraines. We go to work feeling bad sometimes because we feel more guilty staying home than we do going to school sick. We don't go like with sicknesses or whatever, but if we have a headache, we don't use that to stay home because we love our children and we want to teach them and make sure that they get everything they're supposed to get out of being in school. Some children come to school and it's a safe place for them. You know, we don't know what's going on at home. And some kids really hate staying home. They love being at school, especially when their teacher loves them and they know it. So think about that. And if you feel like your child's teacher has a good connection with your child, talk to them. Maybe they can give you suggestions as to what to do when your child annoys you or when they upset you and you lose your cool. I hate to say my friend told me, you know, good radio hosts never say good speakers never say and I said, I beg to differ. Sometimes your thought is in your head, but you need it to come down onto your tongue and out of your mouth. So sometimes we say and I know Judge Judy always tells everybody, is not an answer. I get it, but sometimes it happens. So forgive me if I say here and there sometimes. Just trying to get my thoughts together. So I want to ask you all, how do you spend your time constructively with your child? Do you sit and talk with your child? Do you drive in the car and talk with your kids? Because that's a good thing to do. I love doing that with my children. Do you have family night? If you don't, Put it together. Put it together. You can put a cute little family night together. You all can cook, make pizza together. With my grandkids, we make cookies. We make popcorn. We make different foods sometimes together. I haven't seen them, like I said, in a while, but I do love making foods with them and doing things like that. Nothing elaborate. We just sit and we talk. We joke around. You know, we spell. We do karaoke. They are in charge. They sometimes like to be the game host. You know, we watch a movie together. We talk in between. We laugh. We have refreshments. We just have fun sleepovers. We read stories. They read stories and tell me about them. We just laugh and just kick it. I mean, and sometimes we just get in the car and we just drive somewhere, and then we come back. It doesn't have to be about shopping. I don't believe in spending a whole lot of money on children, buying them Jordans. Their feet get so big before you know it, you're buying another pair. And let's stop saying, oh, they're kiddie sneakers. They're not expensive. Yeah, they are. That money could be put away for their college education or for their something that they may want to do later or a trip that you want to take them on. Or you could just save money for them. It's important. I know people who give money as gifts to people for their children so that they can put it away. That's an important thing to do. It's important to save money and spend more time with your children. I think it's more expensive to buy them toys than it is to play with them, talk with them, have fun with them. That's free. You don't always have to go bowling or spend money or go to New Rock City or whatever amusement park is there or whatever the arcades are. Yes, it's nice to do that for them, but make it so that it's sort of like a treat. You know what? We all had a hard week. Everyone did well. Everybody contributed something in conversation at the table. Everyone was on time for dinner. We were able to sit together and eat together. And we're going to go celebrate each other. We're going to go out and play. We're going to go out and do something. And for times like that, save your money. Put money to the side and let them know when you go out as a treat. Make sure that you all help out when you're doing dinner so that you all can sit and talk. I always say I know a lot about my children, and my children know a lot about me, my own children. And if I had to describe either one of my children, I could, and I would describe them accurately from head to toe. And if they had to describe me, they would describe me accurately from head to toe because my kids know who I am. They know my ins, my outs, my pluses, my minuses. They know my goods, my bads, my happy, my sad. They know me. I'm telling you, my children can finish my sentences if they needed to. So I want you to do that. I want you to plan fun activities for your kids so that you can create a time where you will make them feel more comfortable talking to you. I think it's important that you stop dragging them everywhere you want to go to do whatever you want and then expect them to be calm and happy the whole time. There's nothing like going shopping and seeing a lady, because I never really see too many men doing this, but I see women sometimes. And they're shopping with their kids, and you can tell they've been shopping for a long time because they got lots of bags. The poor kid's dragging behind, or the poor kid's crying, and they're sleepy. They look tired. And sometimes I think maybe we forget as parents, wow, we've been out for hours, and we forgot to feed the kids, or we forgot they didn't take a nap, or we need to go home now. We've done a lot. The kids are getting restless. Let's go home. We'll do the rest we have to do tomorrow, or we'll come back another time and finish up. Or one of the parents can say, you know what, I'll get the groceries. I'll go get them. Let me drop you off. You go home, put him down or put her down, and then I'll go finish the groceries or whatever it is. But think about your children. I do love children so, so much, and I hate when I see them being treated badly. It just hurts me so much. It reminds me of the times when I lost my temper, when I lost my cool, or when I thought it was necessary to yell at my children or put them in, you know, timeout. I think as a grandmother, I've grown. Certainly as a teacher, I've grown. I've learned what works and what does not work, what exacerbates a situation and what alleviates a situation. I mean, when you're in it, you really can't see or hear what you're doing sometimes. And when people come at you with it, with their feedback, you're like, ah, whatever, I do what I want, it's my kid, because I hear that a lot. But I stick my nose where I want to. No one's going to tell me that I can't. As a teacher, I'm mandated as a reporter of certain things. So when I say things to people, friends, family, or whoever, even strangers, when I say things to people, I'm not just saying it because I'm being nosy. I am a mandated court reporter. If I see something foul going on, I am going to stick my nose in it. My children tell me, oh, mind your business, don't get involved. And I know it is safe. It is unsafe. It is dangerous sometimes to get involved. But guess what? I'd rather get involved and save a person's life, especially a little person, versus worry about what people will say or do to me. I mean, I trust God, and I expect him to be a fence around me at all times. And if something goes wrong and something happens to me, then it was what was supposed to happen. But I will not stand around and watch anybody mistreat a child or beat up on a child or do something I know is wrong. I'm going to put in my 10 cents to your quarter. You can like it, love it, take it, leave it. Doesn't matter to me. I'm going to say it because I know it's right. And I want the child to know what is happening to them is not right. It is not okay. And that somebody does care. Because so many times we do things to children, they start to believe, oh, this must be normal. Then they turn around and do it to other people, and it isn't normal. It isn't something that's okay to do. We may think it is because we lost patience and we're upset, but that doesn't make it okay to do. You know what I mean? So we have to be kind and patient and loving. And when you spend time with your children, I can guarantee you, you'll learn to like them better. Sometimes we say we love our kids, but we don't like them. Maybe we don't like their behavior or the things that they're doing, but we do love our children. And we also have to start asking ourselves, why are they doing that? Where did they get that from? I've had to look at my children as mirrors, as reflections of me. I've had to look and say, ooh, why are you yelling at him or her? Well, that's because I yelled at them. And I keep saying to them, I have done things that I shouldn't have done. I've done things that were done to me. And now we all know better. So you can change your behavior. And that's what I'm here to help you do. And I just think it's important to talk to our children at whatever age they are about their fears and their dreams and their desires. What do you want? Not toys. What do you want mommy to do with you? Or what would you like daddy to do with you for fun? Or what goals do you want them to work on? How can I help you learn how to tie your shoe? Do you want to do it in the morning? Should we do it in the afternoon? Choices are good. Give your children choices. Let them start to feel autonomy. Let them feel like they can govern themselves and their behavior, control themselves and their behavior. Teach them how to take responsibility and accountability for what they say and what they do. Teach them how to make goals. They don't have to be outlandish, unreachable goals. Teach them how to make small goals and then work with them on those steps as to how to reach those goals. Practice with them. Don't say, go make up your bed. Show them once and then expect them to learn it. Don't get mad if they're not potty trained when you haven't sat there and taught them how to go to the potty. Don't get discouraged and say, oh, I don't feel like waiting. He takes too long. She takes too long. Take them, sit with them, talk with them, keep them busy while they're trying to relax themselves to go to the bathroom. If they don't go, take them off, you know, and then take them back 10 or 15 minutes later. Get in the routine of doing things over and over with your children until they master it. That's what teachers do. We model. We teach. We demonstrate. Then we allow for a little bit of guidance as they practice. Then we remove ourselves from the situation. We move away from them, watch them do it themselves, and let them practice so that they become independent on that thing. Trust me, parenting and teaching, those jobs are very similar, almost one and the same. And then ask your children, or ask yourself rather, do you share all of your life with your child? Do you just let them see you when you're angry, when you're mad, when you're frustrated? You need to start sharing other parts of your lives with your children. okay? And I wanted to read something to you very quickly before we go. And it's something that I've always loved. Even when I was younger, I read it, and I thought it was amazing. And it's by someone named Dorothy Law Nolte. It's called If Children Live With. If children live with criticism, they learn to condemn. If children live with hostility, they learn to fight. If children live with fear, they learn to be apprehensive. If children live with pity, they learn to feel sorry for themselves. If they live with ridicule, they learn to be shy. If they live with jealousy, they learn to feel envy. If they live with shame, then they learn to feel guilty. But if they live with tolerance, they learn to be patient. If children live with encouragement, they learn to be confident. If they live with praise, they learn to appreciate. If children live with acceptance, they learn to love. It's a tongue twister, that live and learn. If they live with security, they learn to have faith. If they live with sharing, they learn generosity. If they live with kindness and consideration, they learn respect. If children live with approval, they learn to like themselves and love themselves. If children live with acceptance and friendliness, they learn to find love in the world. You all are children. We all have ourselves as little people inside of us. Speak to your little child self. Go through this little poem, this whole thing. Look through all those different things that you may have lived with and check to see, did you learn those things at the end? Whatever those things are, try to turn them around. Try to really reflect and make sure you're not creating those negative environments that your children will learn, and try to create those positive environments. Just envision yourself in a peaceful place. See yourself as a flower and breathe out and feel fresh. Breathe in and say, breathing in, I see myself as a flower. Breathing out, I feel fresh. Breathing in, I see myself as a mountain. Breathing out, I feel solid. Breathing in, I see myself as still water. Breathing out, I reflect things as they are. Breathing in, I see myself as space. Breathing out, I feel free. And that comes from a book called A Handful of Quiet by Thich Nhat Hanh. It's a really cute book. It's all about mindfulness and finding peace and finding quietness in yourself and being able to create some peace and quiet in your life, in your children's lives, and in the lives of everybody that's around you. I've been doing that a lot lately, reading a lot of mindful books about mindful relationships, mindful thinking, all sorts of things that have to do with creating a peaceful mind. So with that, I leave you. I just want to say I hope you all are well and healthy and safe. Please stay safe. I think we're getting close to the end of the tunnel. Good luck if you're getting the vaccine. Be safe. Take care of yourself. Take care of your children. Spend your quiet time with yourself. I love you for listening. Thank you for listening to the Love Radio Network and sharing this time with me, Ms. Bailey, on the Young People's Experience. We'll see you next week at 7 o'clock where we will talk about retaining children and leaving them a grade behind. Have a good night. I love you.
You hear the voice of reason telling you this can't die, weighing me down. No matter how our reality seems, just hold on to your dreams. Yeah. I don't give up, I don't give in, I don't refuse, you never mind.
Living in the moment, who's the opponent? I own it. Get it when I want it, composition of the golden. Enroll the school of life, do the dice, do it like living in ambition on a mission impossible. Envision optimism through a prism that's optical. To see through obstacles and be remarkable. Living it for the infinite, intuit of the intimate, influenced by the sentiments, intuit to winning it, surrendered it to the sky, centered in my eye. Living in the glory and the story of the warrior, Victoria, the more we love. From our poor we was to euphoria, kicking the door because we think notorious.
You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network.